August 25. I delight to do thy will. Psalm 48. In Psalm 29, we find that the phrase, the voice of the Lord, is repeated again and again in verses 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, and 9. To put it in simple language, it is by hearing the voice of God that we see every obstacle overcome. And it is because we are not hearing God's voice that we cannot find God's will. God's power is at your disposal in its fullness. So you must learn how to hear and discern His voice. God does speak. He is a living person, and we have got to believe His voice. In 1 Kings 19, Elijah, the man of God, is very discouraged and dejected. He thought that God was sleeping, but God was so loving, long-suffering, and patient. He made a great and strong wind to pass by, which rent the mountains. But God was not in the wind. After there was an earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire, but God was not in the fire. After the fire, a still small voice. That is how God spoke to Elijah. God never slumbers or forgets. His ways are not our ways, but higher than our ways. God revealed to His servant what He had planned to do through a still small voice. You will find all your questions will be answered by hearing God's voice. There is no need for you to be under the juniper tree. Do you feel discouraged and dejected? Is your mind perplexed in any way? Are there things happening around you, puzzling you? Have you found any problem complicated in your home or outside? For all that, you have to hear the voice of God, and that will solve your problem. Your understanding of the doctrine of Christ and of salvation depends upon your doing and knowing God's will. John 7:17. Otherwise, your mind will be confused. As you do God's will, these doctrines of salvation will become more clear and more simple and more plain to you. You will find God's will more enjoyable day by day, and something refreshing coming out. You will be saved more and more from many wrong teachings and wrong doctrines. Your prayer life will become more fruitful and very effective by doing God's will. 1 John 5:14. By knowing God's will, we can suffer joyfully. Otherwise, when troubles come, we are downcast, full of fear, no appetite for food, and no sleep at night. Paul was ready not only to be bound, but also to die. Acts 21:13-14. Because he was clear and sure of God's will. Also, the fullness of Christ can be enjoyed by doing God's will. The whole life of the Lord Jesus Christ was lived in doing God's will. John 4:34, John 5:30, John 6:38, John 8:29, and Matthew 26:39. The Bible says, if you have not learned that secret of finding God's will, you are a fool. Ephesians 5:17. Thus, it is important to learn the secret of finding God's will. There is no ordinary matter, but very important, you must think about it more wisely. Your happiness, joy, and fruitfulness depend upon it.